And we're going to do a more urban kind of blues here, what Gordon calls uptown blues, for the late, great African-American poet of Indianapolis, Etheridge Knight, who was born in Corinth, Mississippi. The family moved to Paducah, Kentucky. He didn't finish high school there. Then they came to Indianapolis, and he got drafted. He did finish his GDE eventually, but he got drafted and sent to Korea, and he was wounded and put on painkillers and became addicted and had a problem after that. But he got arrested for stealing a small amount of money and sent to the state pen. But the story turns positive in that he found himself in prison, and he was called reborn in the Word and became a great poet. If you haven't read any of his poems, you want to look them up. You can find some on the internet. And his sister, Eunice Knight Bowens, formed the Etheridge Knight Incorporated and has a festival every year. And the mission of Etheridge Knight, Inc. is to bring the arts to those who are underserved, and I'm glad to serve on the board. Etheridge Knight's Blues. Behind bars, you found your voice and sang your down-home Mississippi blues about the avenue that was Indiana. And you dug Wes Montgomery's guitar and sang the beauty of the sisters, but felt the pain of the wound inflicted in Korea that led to the holes in your arms. When I walk past the Barton Towers at 555 Miss Avenue, Mass Avenue, where you lived the last years of your life, and pass into spirit as your cells kept exploding, I think of you on the 13th floor, looking out at the exotic Marat Temple, where I heard B.B. King's guitar hold its drawn-out breath for such a gut-bucket street singer as you. And at the red-brick German Athenaeum that was almost demolished for a parking lot, until it resurrected like the phoenix, where beer garden music rocks the summer night. Indiana and Mass Avenues, as you knew them, may be gone. But when Sister Eunice took me and Sister Poet Allison to stand at your grave in Crown Hill Cemetery as her persistent way of keeping your memory, your legacy, and your song alive, I felt your presence and knew you, a free singer, still be, brother. I love your poems, Etheridge Knight. I come to honor your spirit that will never die. I say your song will always be sung, and the blues shall always go on. I say your song will always be sung, and the blues shall always go on. Thank you, Gordon. Thank you, everybody. He's a great poet.
I think Norbert was singing the blues there, ladies and gentlemen.